Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and good to be with you again this week. And it was a pleasure to be able to fill in for Pastor Lutz on his program last week. I do have to correct something. If you were listening in the last half hour, he said that I paid $25 for my preaching license. And I told him, I said, that's simply not true. Cracker Jack boxes don't cost that much. So, well, enough of that. But I appreciate his message today and I do pray for him. He's trying to negotiate a house sale, things like that. It's always challenging. I remember when we bought our house and going back and forth, waiting on the title company, waiting on realtors to get everything just squared away just right and everything. It's an undertaking. If you've ever bought a house, you probably understand. And then the move. It's quite an undertaking. And I remember each time I've moved, it's just like, where did all this stuff come from? And as you start unloading your house or your apartment, wherever you're moving from, and you look at all this stuff and you think, how did I ever get this inside of where I was living? And if you look at it, you think, I could never put this back in. I think what happens is over the years, when you stay in some place, you keep packing stuff a little further back in the closet, a little further back in the cupboard, a little more in the attic, a little more in the basement. Before you know it, you don't realize how much is there. But do pray for him with his, Pastor Lutz with his house and relocating. All right, well, we're going to get into our program today, Live with Pastor Al, and let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We pray that you would bless the program and to use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody. Help us to help people that are searching to find Christ. And again, we just pray that you would help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And again, keep a safe watch over us during these troublesome times, Lord, and use us for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and you can find out more about us at the end of the program, but we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located in Northern Summit County, Richfield, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross, 5171 Brecksville Road, and we have a Bible study there tonight from 7 till 9. It's informal. You bring the questions, and we just search the Bible together. And then, of course, we have our regular services there on Sunday. We have our Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock, where I'm preaching currently through the book of 1 Timothy. And then on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs. So if we can be of help, certainly invite you to come out and visit. All right. Well, there's so much going on, and I'm thinking of that expression. I've heard it expressed as a Chinese proverb, as an old Jewish proverb. I've heard it expressed as all kinds of different things, but may you live in interesting times, or maybe not a proverb, but I think it was a Chinese curse or something, but may you live in interesting times. Well, we certainly live in interesting times, and I want to jump into a couple of things here this afternoon. And as we're looking at this, one thing I do want to mention real quick, Serbia has decided they are now going to move their embassy to Jerusalem, and Muslim Kosovo is going to recognize Israel, the sovereignty of Israel. So that's good news. This is a result of President Trump moving the American embassy to Israel, or to Jerusalem, and the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, and recognizing Jerusalem as the sovereign capital of Israel. And so if you don't think that President Trump, who incidentally actually carried out the orders of the United States Congress that voted to move the U.S. embassy to from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem back in the 1990s. He is the first person or first president to not only promise, like they all did, to move it. He's the one who actually did it. Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me. Get these things that people send me online about how President Trump's done nothing. President Trump's done nothing. The only things he's done is things to have done out of selfish interest to enrich himself. Well, hey, you know, moving the embassy to Jerusalem didn't do anything really to enrich himself, unless that was he did that figuring he would get a street named after him and get a place up in the Golan Heights named after him and things of that nature. Maybe that's why he did it, I guess. No, maybe it's because he actually believes that Israel is a respectable sovereign state. And that according to history and according to the Bible, Jerusalem is its capital. Hey, maybe that was his motivation. But whatever the case is, the Bible says God will bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel. And God has certainly been blessing President Trump. So this is good to see Serbia moving their embassy to Jerusalem, yet another country, because of what President Trump did. All right, just wanted to mention that before we continue on here. And wanted to mention something else. I mean, we all this bad news, and I've got some other challenging things to talk about here in a few minutes. But another piece of good news came out of the Ohio State House here, and this is House Bill 272. And if you want to look this up sometime and see the history of it, go to you can go to legislature.ohio.gov. And if you do that, or just think of ohio.gov, I think will get you there as well. But you can click on the search for the legislation. I also have this link to, I believe, on our Facebook page, and I want to mention that here in a moment too before I forget. But House Bill 272, this is a interesting bill here that will protect churches here in Ohio. And I just had it come up here, and just let me let it come back up here again. Always fun when you click on something and the page decides it doesn't want to cooperate for you. All right, there it is. A short title. This is what was supposed to come up when I clicked on it. The short title doesn't give us much information in a sense. It says expand court jurisdiction to any constitutional basis. But the long title has a little more information, and it basically says that the court is to exercise personal jurisdiction to include any bias consistent with the Ohio Constitution and the United States Constitution here, quote, to prohibit a public official from ordering the closure of all places of worship in a geographic area, and to prohibit a public official from changing the time, place, or manner of conducting an election except in certain circumstances. Now, this is important when we realize this has made it through the House committees. It made it through the Senate. Senate committee, and it's made it through the House and the Senate. And so this is now bound for Governor DeWine's desk to either sign or not sign or veto. And this is an important bill because, as I said here in the thing here, this does two things that we need as free citizens in Ohio to be aware of. It prohibits a public official from ordering the closure of all places of worship in a certain geographic area, and it prohibits a public official from changing the time, place, or manner of conducting an election, except in certain circumstances. Now, why is this important? Well, let's take the last one first here for a moment. Remember the primary election Oh, what a fiasco that was. Even when the courts themselves said that Governor DeWine and the state director of the Ohio Department of Health were not able to cancel the primary election. Everybody remember that back in March? What happened? We didn't have it. And they went to this mail-in thing. Everybody had to mail in their ballots and all that. And they talked about moving it to this date or that date. Well, that was, the court said they could not do that. Now, that should have been sufficient. But what happens when the government officials do not obey the court orders? Well, if it was you or I, we'd go to jail or be fined, wouldn't we? Well, he just continued on with the daily Amy and Mike show and just seemed to revel in it. He could have went through the legislative process a week or two earlier. He knew what he was going to do. He didn't have to wait until the 11th hour, the night before the election was to take place. Well, this is a law that basically says he can't do that. It's right here. To prohibit a public official from changing the time, place, or manner of conducting an election except in certain circumstances. Now, that's important for us in our freedom, but here's something that directly affects us as churches in the state of Ohio. Now, if you're familiar with Hebrews chapter 10, in Hebrews chapter 10, the Bible says very clearly in verse 23, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more, the more as ye see the day approaching." Now, what is being said here, this phrase in verse 24 about considering one another to provoke unto love and to good works. This is something that really the considering portion, it's when you come together as believers, when you come together to worship the Lord and you're able to talk and interact and you're able to encourage one another, and in this case to provoke, meaning to motivate. It's kind of like the ox goad that the Bible talks about, or if you've ever been in a auction house or something where they try to get the cattle to move through the chutes to get it over to the pens or over to the auction floor. And they use a shock stick now, but they used to use a pointed stick, and they would poke the bull or the cow in the backside with it, and it would jump because of the sharp pain. And that's provoking them to move, motivating them. And that's kind of the same idea here. Not that we're using a shock stick on each other in the church, but that we provoke one another, we motivate one another, we encourage one, exhort one another. And then he says this in verse 25, very directly, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves of ourselves together. And this addresses a very real and present danger we have in the United States today. Pastor Lutz mentioned out in California, John MacArthur and his church out in California, by no means not the only church. North Valley Baptist Church, I believe it's in Santa Clara, is got over $50,000 in fines. They're being fined $5,000 a service for meeting together because they've been told they are prohibited from assembling together to worship God, even worse, singing God's praises. They're not allowed to sing. They're not allowed to assemble. They're not even allowed to have Bible studies in their own home or anything like that. And this is a shame. And there's other parts of the country where we see these things happening. I remember Mayor de Blasio of New York a few months ago saying that he would basically tear down any church or synagogue that meets despite his prohibition. And you would think in the United States of America, with the First Amendment, why would we need a a piece of legislation that says that government officials cannot prohibit churches, Christians, from gathering together in order to worship God. Isn't the First Amendment very clear on this? I mean, I thought it was. It says, let me just read it. It's really not that hard. It's just one sentence. It says, the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the free speech or of the press, or I'm sorry, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. All those things tie together and support freedom of religion. Casinos can be open. I forget which state this was in. There was a casino that was allowed to be open. People could go gamble, but you weren't allowed to go to church. So a church went to a casino and they met in the lobby or somewhere in the casino. And then they were threatened because they met as a church inside the casino. I'm not recommending that people go to the casino to meet for church, but look at the hypocrisy there. You could meet in the casino to gamble, but if you met in the casino to praise God and worship God, it was deemed illegal. Well, that's the First Amendment of the United States. Let me give you what is in the Ohio Constitution. In the Ohio Constitution, this is section 1.07, rights of conscience, education, the necessity of religion and knowledge. This is the Ohio Constitution. This was enacted in 1851, and this is what the section says. It says, all men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience. This is the Ohio Constitution. Okay, remember that. This is the Ohio Constitution. No person shall be compelled to attend, direct, or support any place of worship or maintain any form of worship against his consent, and no preference shall be given by law to any religious society, nor shall any interference with the rights of conscience be permitted. No religious test shall be required as a qualification for office, nor shall any person be incompetent to be a witness on account of his religious belief. But nothing herein shall be construed to dispense with oaths and affirmations. Religion, morality, and knowledge, however, being essential to good government, it shall be the duty of the General Assembly to pass suitable laws to protect every religious denomination in the peaceable enjoyment of its own mode of public worship and to encourage schools and the means of instruction. Now, here's what this tells us in the Ohio Constitution. We have a natural and indefeasible. Indefeasible means it can't be done away with. A natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience. Now, as a pastor, the dictates of my conscience mean that when I read in Hebrews chapter 10, and where it says in verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, that tells me this is what I need to do. I need to assemble with other believers. I cannot tell my church in good conscience that we are not going to assemble. And the Ohio Constitution recognizes that that is my natural and indefeasible right here in under the Ohio Constitution. Now, furthermore, it says that it is the duty of the General Assembly. That's the legislature. That's the Ohio House and Senate. It is the duty of the General Assembly to pass suitable laws to protect every religious denomination in the peaceable enjoyment of its own mode of public worship. It's their duty. It's not recommended. It's not suggested. It's not highly encouraged. The Ohio Constitution says it is their duty. And that's why I am glad that the Ohio legislature passed House Bill 272. And this is fulfilling their duty. And this is on its way to the governor's desk. Now, will the governor sign it? I'm not so sure he wants to be restrained. He's not been restrained by the United States Constitution. He has not been restrained by the Ohio Constitution. He has not been restrained by other Ohio laws. He has not been restrained by the Supreme, or I'm sorry, by the courts that said he couldn't do certain things. But I think this law needs to take effect immediately. That's, again, as I said, House Bill 272. Contact the governor's office. Encourage him to sign this bill. Well, let me share something with you here that I've received here in the past couple of weeks. One of the things that the governor has done through the Ohio Department of Health is send money to various county health departments so that they can enact his mask mandates and things like that. Now, my personal thought is that he's trying to get all of the counties, Summit County Public Health Department, just this is Summit County Public Health, they enacted last week a mask mandate for Summit County. I personally think the governor's trying to get all the counties to issue these mask mandates, and then he's going to step up and say, you know, I've heard the people, and the people are chafing under these mask mandates, and I'm going to end the statewide mask mandate and just leave it up to the county boards of health. Well, I'm in possession of some information, and some of it I'm not able to release right at the moment, but it is talking about how they're trying to plan out and make money available for this. One of them, and this was read on the air previously, so I'm not going to disclose anything that I can't. It says, the governor would like to provide assistance to local health departments and local prosecutors' offices to help with the enforcement of Ohio Department of Health orders. The basic concept is the Ohio Department of Health would provide funding for local health departments to contract with investigators who would assist in the investigation of complaints against individuals and businesses who repeatedly and blatantly fail to comply with the Ohio Department of Health orders. Well, it goes on, but you can see that. Well, guess what? I got an email this past week, for immediate release, Summit County Board of Health passes mandatory masking order. And this was sent to churches. Now, how did they get my email address? Well, I think they got some money from the state. This is my thought. And they employed somebody to sit down, go through the internet, Facebook or whatever, and find whatever churches they could that were in Summit County, get our email addresses, and send this out because apparently I'm in some group called Users. And so they send out this thing here with various things mandating that we're to wear masks in inside of church services and all of that, unless we have sincerely held religious belief here against it, or conscience against it. There's a couple of exemptions there. I don't have time to go through all of this, but it does say when the wearing of a mask substantially burdens the practice of a sincerely held religious belief. And along with that, there was a order that came out from the State Department of Health back on the 25th. Now, this Summit County one was on August the 28th. On August the 25th, they put out a mandatory requirement for attendance venues. And all this was put together, and they're encouraging us. And now I find out last night that I'm getting a notification of free COVID-19 testings. And they even sent me a nice poster to print out so I can put it up at our church to encourage people to go and get tested. Hey, with the 90% false positives that we heard about in the news this past week, last thing I want to do is send people in for testing, getting false positives, and have the Summit County Health Department call up and say, or email and say, Pastor, your church has to close for 2 weeks because of false positives. Hey, it's crazy times we live in. Thank God there's some clear people out there that passed House Bill 272. Stay in the battle. Don't give up. Look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Thanks for listening today. Join us next time. God bless. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.